Welcome back, and thank you for Banting with Broadwood. Today's guest is Mr. Shabazz of Wings Bar & Grill here in Rayford, North Carolina. How you doing today, sir?
Doing great, and great. How about you?
I can't complain. Complain at all. So how's this weather treating you?
Treating me just fine. I love it. It's cooling off a little bit. We had a real hot weekend.
That's right.
4th of July, so it's good to cool off a little bit.
Good deal. So what are you doing 4th?
I had a big family reunion, the Mac family reunion on my wife's side of the family. Had about 60 people out to my house.
Nice.
So we were very, very stretched out.
Absolutely. It's really good to get family together, but it's really hard doing this COVID-19 deal
here. It sure is.
How did that work out with family and COVID-19?
Well, what we did, we organized on Facebook, had a Facebook page called the Mac Family Reunion, and we have people that are in the family from different parts of different states that always suggested, hey, go get tested, COVID-19 tested.
That's right.
When you get here, you'll be giving a thermometer test to see what your temperature degree is.
That's
and make
amazing.
Sure you wear your masks and everything.
Absolutely.
So that everybody stay protected. And for after the family reunion, for the first 2 weeks, make sure that you try to limit yourself to the public, just in case something that we miss may get out of control.
Absolutely. So, Mr. Shabazz, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm from Brooklyn, New York. My mother's from Brooklyn. My father's from down here in Scotland County, Laurinburg. And I mostly grew up in New York, but my father and mother would make sure I come down here every summer, just
That's
about.
Right.
And I spent the, what year was it? I spent the sophomore year in high school down here in Scotland County. But my freshman year was in New York, and then my father took me. He was in the military, retired military. He's a colonel in the Air Force.
Okay.
And he took me to Alaska.
Nice.
So I spent some years up there. Then I came back, and I went back to New York, but I finally decided to move down here in 2000.
Okay.
I'm tired of that fast-paced life. My background is I always wanted to be an entertainer. I've been a DJ since 1979.
Wow. What type of music?
All types of music I have done. Mostly old school R&B right now.
Mm-hmm.
I have a bachelor's of science degree.
Nice.
My major was in finance and management at UNCP. The last 12 years I worked at Wendy's.
Okay.
I have the store that was in Fayetteville right in front of the Walmart on Highway 401.
Actually, I met you in Wendy's.
Okay.
I met you there at Wendy's.
Okay.
Yeah, so I could actually go back in memory,
seeing
you there at Wendy's. Extra service. You were the manager there at Wendy's, if I remember right.
Yep. I was the general manager there, and I was a training store. I trained all of the managers of all of the Wendy's.
Nice.
I was in the top 3% of all of the Wendy's.
Nice. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. My religion is Islam. Mm-hmm. I study a lot of Islam. My mother's best friend was a Muslim, so he introduced it to me through the Nation of Islam.
Okay.
But as we all know, Malcolm X did a transition, and I did the transition as well.
I understand.
And began to start following the more traditional ways of Islam.
I understand.
Let me see. I can't think of anything else right now. Top of my head, I'm married. I have 4 children, 2 older,
That's
2
right.
younger, because I started over in life again once I moved down here.
That's okay. That's okay.
So that's pretty much about me. I started Wang's Bar and Grill this year.
Yes.
This year.
Very nice restaurant here. This is a beautiful
Thank
place.
You.
Actually, me and my wife was here last week. Mm-hmm. We came here to eat lunch here. Wonderful food. Highly recommended.
Good. Thank you.
The
Thank
service, you. The waitress, everything was phenomenal.
Thank you.
You know,
Thank
it's not easy starting up a restaurant during this time right here, during COVID-19.
It's not easy opening a restaurant, mm-hmm. period. Mm-hmm. But that's exactly why a lot of people thought that I was losing my mind when I graduated in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
My colleagues said, well, where are you going to go work? So I'm going to Wendy's to work, and they thought I was off my rocker.
Right.
But they had no idea what my dreams were.
Absolutely.
I wanted to work for a high-class restaurant that does things the correct way with the high-quality food so that I can learn everything in the aspect of running a restaurant.
So the 12 years at Wendy's was a stepping stone for you to have Wings.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Okay. That was my stepping stone. To make sure that I understood every aspect of the business before I got into it. Ironically, I went to being the top 3 percentile of all the Wendy's. There's more than 6,000 Wendy's on the planet.
Wow.
And the average profit margin, if you're doing everything right, was 3% profit margin.
Okay.
But my profit margins were always 5%.
Oh, wow.
And so Wendy's International used to come from Ohio to try to figure out, what am I doing that's so different? Because I'm obviously not following all of their operational procedures. If I can come up with the 2% variant profit margin, that would help to create the revenues that we were creating.
That's phenomenal.
So we did very well.
That's good. So what were some of your hurdles for you to choose this path right here, for you to get started in the wings? What are some of the things that you, you know, found kind of hard to start this business?
Another aspect of my life was to go to college. I went to college late, but I knew I needed to have everything at my disposal, all of the tools that I needed. One of the tools were going back to college. For some people, going to college is the ultimate goal, but that was only a stepping stool, the same way working at Wendy's was a stepping stool. I knew what I wanted to do because I was more mature in life. UNCP awarded me with the intelligence and knowledge and understanding in how to create a business plan.
Okay.
So I created a great business plan and I took it to several banks. They all said no.
Oh, the banks told you no?
Banks told me no.
Okay.
Even though I had the experience and I had some capital to it. Finally, there was a banker who was real honest with me and they said, I'm going to be real honest with you. I don't care how good your business plan is, banks are not going to give you a loan for a startup restaurant.
Oh, wow. Wow. What is it, like a bad season for restaurants during COVID now?
Because so many restaurants failed. It's an investment for the bank. Bankers are not in the business to fail. They're in the business to make money.
Regardless.
So that was the greatest hurdle. The other hurdles took time. It took time for me to learn. I have to agree with the banks. Most of them fail. I go to almost every restaurant that I can find. And 1 or 2 years later, I'll pass by and they're not there.
Oh, the doors are closed.
The doors are closed. Now, during this pandemic, the same thing could have happened to me. But I took my time and I learned everything about the business. So I understood what my expenses were and how to control my expenses. These are called variable expenses.
That's right.
Such as labor and food costs.
Okay.
So I controlled my labor by sending everybody on furlough. And so I stayed in my restaurant 7 days a week, open to close, and I did from the front to the back.
Wow.
Taking the orders, running to the back, making the orders, bringing the orders back out front. And that's how I survived.
So you was actually learning your business inside and out yourself.
Correct. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's a boss.
So the greatest hurdle was the financing. But it's not over yet. Because there are going to be even bigger obstacles in my path according to how I'm going to lay my dreams down to be a chain of restaurants. And so I'm looking at, what are going to be the bigger obstacles? The bigger obstacles are going to be making sure that I have consistency in every restaurant. So I have to create my own operations manual.
Absolutely.
And I have to be able to do that in the simplest of terms so that the people can learn easily and that my food can have the highest quality with the best customer service throughout every store.
Absolutely. So now, during this COVID-19, how was your business affected during that same time, though? Did you find a lot of, was it hard to get food sources, get it delivered? What were some of your struggles in that area?
The greatest struggle was everyone was so scared at first that sales went down to only 1 or 2 different orders per day.
Oh, wow.
And so I asked myself, do I need to close my doors? I said, no, I'm not going to close my doors. I'm just going to do it myself. I'm going to dump even more money into my business. All of my savings, all of my credit cards, I'm going to do whatever I got to take to keep the doors open. And I had to go off of my instincts to do that. And that comes with the spirit of God that was within me.
Right.
understanding that I need to stay the course.
Absolutely.
There was a reason why I was put in that position, so I need to stay the course and battle it all the way to the end, regardless of what happens. Do my very best. There are too many times when people give up at the last second,
mm-hmm.
to where the next threshold was their success.
That's absolutely right.
And so I understood by reading so many different autobiographies about Henry Ford, about Dave Thomas, about Ray Kroc, who started McDonald's.
Absolutely.
I read their stories, and one of the ideologies is that they are no smarter than the next person.
Yeah.
They just never give up.
Actually, they all started during the pandemic as well.
Absolutely. There was always something. And so that was a sign to me of something good should be about to break.
Mm-hmm.
So let's fight until we can't fight anymore. And that's exactly what I did.
I love you, brother. I love you.
Thank you.
I love what you're doing here. This is it's an amazing place you have here. The restaurant is very nice. The color scheme fits the bill. You have a crowd of people here now, a lot of people in the place here now. You know, it's we'll definitely be back. That's me and my wife.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
So getting food now, being a farmer myself and getting product from farm to the restaurant, that seems to be a difficult time for farmers having to get it inspected and get it to the restaurants. Now, that's from my end as a farmer. How is that struggle from your end to me or to my wife or to a customer? So you get buying the product from a place, is there a shortage in there somewhere?
Sure, there's always going to be an obstacle. Always.
Yes.
You have to ask yourself, what else can I do? Don't tell me what I can't do.
Okay.
If a farmer says they don't have any more chicken to sell you, do you say, okay, I'm going to give up? Or do you say within yourself, okay, can I get it from another resource?
Absolutely.
That's credible.
Absolutely.
Because you don't want to
absolutely
serve a product that's going to cause more of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so I asked myself, well, what else can I do? All right?
Mm-hmm.
The farmers said that, okay, we're running out of chicken.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
So what I did is I went to Walmart. And I said, well, let me look at their supplies of chicken. And I went to different ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that they have a lot of chicken, even though everybody was buying all of the food off the shelves.
Absolutely.
Walmart, which is a great big distribution chain of food, had chicken.
Interesting.
So I said to myself, if I get 5 bags of chicken per day, how much would it affect the public?
Absolutely.
And so I said, this is going to be one of my resources. I said, I'm going to, if the purveyor that I chose to use does not have the chicken, then I'm going to get the chicken from here. And it's frozen. It's not fresh like I want.
Right, right.
But it's still something that I can sell.
Absolutely.
That's of good quality.
Absolutely.
And I have the supply.
That's,
so it's
that's
going
good.
To always be some type of an obstacle. We didn't have the freshest of salads. So we had to discontinue the sale of salads until we were getting a fresh, high-quality vegetables, as far as lettuce, tomatoes, onions, and cucumbers.
Yes.
And so if we don't have the highest quality, okay, you can't sell it. All right, but what can you do?
Mm-hmm.
You can offer the wings that we do sell.
Absolutely.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so this is the same thing that many restaurants were going through.
Absolutely.
Sometimes when you pull up to the menu board, they say, we do apologize. We do only have a select amount of items.
Right there, or they're out of it, one or two.
Okay, if you're in a pandemic and you're hungry, what are you going to say? okay, well, if you ain't got that, can I have this?
That's right.
They say, sure, we have that. Mm-hmm. And so it's all about your spirit and saying, hey, what can I do? Don't worry about what you can't do.
That's right.
All right. That's how I made it.
That's a positive drive. You're doing well. And to be honest with you, I would like for you to be one of my mentors.
All right.
To help me with my business. I greatly appreciate you.
Sure. That would be my pleasure.
Mr. Badge, you're doing a phenomenal job here. So how could the customers or people find you on social media or come to this place here, like your address or your media platform? How can they find you?
Okay, we are on Google. We are on Facebook. You can look up Wang's, W-A-N-G-Z. Okay. Wang's Bar and Grill. And you can Google us, Wings in Rayford, North Carolina.
Absolutely.
And we do have some Google reviews, and everybody loves the food.
Absolutely.
And coincidentally, we are in a place that used to run a wing company. And we have had several comments about our food tasting so much better than the people that were here before.
Absolutely.
And I let them know I can't explain that, but I can explain to you what we do with our food. We put a lot of love in our food, and that's
absolutely
why it tastes different, probably.
Absolutely. Mr. Shabazz, do you promote anything in the community? Do you give back to the community as well?
My finances are not to where I want them to be able to put money into the neighborhood. But now let's talk about what we can do as becoming an institution for Rayford, North Carolina.
Okay.
If we hire somebody, we can teach them what does it take for you to own your business. I build a personal relationship with each and every person that works for me, and I find out what is their dream. Don't tell me where you want to work. What is your dream?
That's right.
And it is absolutely amazing. It's like pulling teeth out of their mouth.
That's right.
Because society kills your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
they want you to follow the norm. They don't want you to think that you can create an air conditioner that doesn't run off of Freon, but
right.
it runs off just cool water.
That's right. That's right.
But it's possible. And mm-hmm. we know it's possible. And so when I ask them, what do you want to do? I want to take pictures. I said, okay, what are you going to do to get there? This is how Wang's Bar and Grill is going to help you in your dream. You need money to pay for classes to take photography.
That's right.
And when I explain that to them, they understand why it is important for them to work here.
Okay. Okay.
Throughout
to have a goal. To have a goal at it.
Absolutely. Throughout mm-hmm. my life, I didn't get it. Why am I working for somebody who don't care for me?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Right?
It does make a difference.
It makes a difference.
Yeah, it makes it you want to show up there or not
absolutely.
Show up there.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I don't want anybody to work here who wakes up in the morning and they say, oh, Lord, I got to
yeah,
go
start
to work
sighing.
Today.
Yeah.
Exactly. I
yeah.
want them to say, can I come to work today?
Right. Right.
Even at my restaurant when I was at Wendy's, I had people and staff that called every day and asked, could they come in?
Wow.
In comparison to the other Wendy's restaurants who would say, oh, Lord, I got to go to work today.
That's right.
Because it's all about the personal experience with each employee and what they have.
That's right.
They don't understand how important they are.
That's right.
If you can explain them and show how important they are, they're going to contribute themselves to helping not only Wang's Bar and Grill, but Wang's Bar and Grill is going to show them how to reach their goals.
That's nice. That's nice. Well, Mr. Shabazz, I'm not going to hold you up anymore. I want to thank you for bantering with Broadwood today, and this is wonderful. And if there's anything we can do to help promote you, count us in, brother.
All right. Thank you.
We're
going to
give, the COVID dap there.
There you go.
COVID-19 dap.
There you go.
Appreciate you, brother.
All right. Thank you, and you have a blessed one.
Take care.